Hi, this is Catherine Evans, and I'm here at the Art Sci Lab in the School of Arts, Technology, and Emerging Communication at the University of Texas at Dallas. And I have as our guest today Harvey Seifter with the Art of Science Learning. He's going to tell you a little bit about that program and also the new collaboration between us.
Thanks, Catherine. Well, I'm really excited to be here at the Art Sci Lab. So the Art of Science Learning is a National Science Foundation-funded initiative that works with the arts as learning tools. So we work with the arts to help spark creativity, collaboration, innovation. And for the last 10 years, we've been developing all sorts of new ways of doing that and integrating that into informal learning. We've set up incubators for innovation across the country. We've worked on very difficult challenges around things like water resources and urban nutrition using the arts with large groups and small groups, multi-generational learners, learners coming from very different kinds of backgrounds to tackle these really complex questions in collaborative ways, come up with novel solutions, and actually take them to market. And we've been developing all kinds of data that tells us more about how we learn from the arts and actually gives us, for the first time, meaningful proof of impact. So we are able to now say that with arts-based learning, we can more effectively bolster creative thinking skills, we can spark collaborative behaviors in teams, we can lead to better innovation outcomes. So here at the University of Texas, we're talking about a new collaboration. We've actually started a new collaboration, which is a really wonderful thing, where we're working with the arts now, moving the things that we've learned in informal learning into a formal setting.
So our idea is to take one of our large freshman core classes called Arts 1301, Exploration of the Arts, and using the two classes that are currently being taught here, which have 100 students each, 200 students in two classes, to add a third section of another 100 students that would have a little more of an experimental nature. And so while some elements of the new class would match the elements of the old class and follow their syllabus, use their book, etc., we would then add Harvey's program, which is a workshop-based program. And what I really like about Harvey's program is this is a very hands-on kind of
Absolutely.
Program. This is where students get the opportunity to create, to work in teams, to learn how to collaborate, and to use the arts-based learning to help them be better students in their chosen fields, because the population in these classes are not arts students. And in fact, they are students from across the university. It's a required state core class. But art students actually take a different class. They don't take Arts 1301. So the class is populated with chemistry majors and biology majors and business majors and electrical engineering and computer science and primarily students from the STEM subjects here at UT Dallas. For some students, this course may be the only exposure they have to the arts in their entire college career. For some of them, and we hope this happens, it'll spark an interest that will lead them on to other explorations and other experiences in the arts. But what we really hope that happens, and this is based on, I think, what all of us who teach in the arts understand, that the arts have this meaningful, impactful effect on students. And it's sometimes when they think back on their college years, it's an arts experience that they remember the most, being in a play or playing in an orchestra or singing a concert. And so we know that the arts are really meaningful for students, but we'd like to integrate it into their curriculum.
And doing that will give us a way to not only give them the opportunity to experience the arts, but to really make the connections between what they learn experiencing the arts and about the arts that they can apply in the rest of their lives. And at the same time, to gather the data that will allow us to prove that it has this kind of impact.
So our hope is that this new experimental class, and we will use Harvey's data and testing methods that he's already developed in his informal situation, that we will now move it into the formal, in the formal environment. And what I hope is that we're going to find a new paradigm for teaching these kinds of classes. there is some value to lecture-type courses, and there are some environments where that's really the best way to teach the class. But there are also great opportunities in arts classes to do things that are not that, to do things that are team-based, to do things that are hands-on, to do things where you have students exploring new ideas that may be not directly related to what their majors are, but the skills they're going to learn in those classes are going to transfer to their other courses and their majors.